You see, I knew there was one more horn in there. That's why I didn't jump on too soon. Bobby Bear Jr. from his From the End of Your Leash album with Valentine wrapping up that set of music. Before that, Joe Ely from Twistin' in the Wind came out in 2008 with Queen of Heaven. Went back to 2002's Group Therapy from Concrete Blonde for Valentine. Played some Kellyphone in that set of music too with Black Metal Valentine and start off the entire set from the Masculine Feminine album by Blonde Redhead with the song Valentine. Yeah, we've got probably one more set of music, maybe one and a half sets of music. We've got about 15 minutes before I'm going to wrap up my Valentine special here of the Viva La Mock radio program. Glad you've tuned in for this. As you know, on a Friday night, there's a four-hour show, and we're only 2 hours into it. It's those other days that you listen and you're like, do I get all four? No, you only get two of the hours. That's what happens. Don't forget, though, on Saturday mornings, you can check out the Saturday Light Brigade with your host, Larry Berger. Yeah, features a blend of acoustic music, puzzles, on-air phone calls, community interviews, and live performances from youth and adults, all in a relaxed format that's actually fun to listen to. Tune into the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, which is not this show, apparently. Apparently, it's his show. It's the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from 6 to noon here on WRCT Pittsburgh. Had a caller call in and said, Moxer, I hope on your list of Valentine songs, you have the title track from that phenomenal 1978 album by Tom Waits. And at the moment, I didn't. So I ran back into the library, and it was kind of sticking out a little bit. So I think it was meant to be. Grabbed it so I could play it for you by request. Tom Waits with Blue Valentines. Thank you.
Valentine, though I try to remain at large, they're insisting that our love must have a eulogy. Why do I save all this madness here in the nightstand row? That'll hung upon my shoulders, baby, I know I'd be luckier walk around everywhere I go with this blind, broken heart sleeps beneath my lapel. Instead, these blue Valentines to remind me of my cardinal sin. I can never wash the guilt or get these bloodstains off my hands. The taste of all out of whiskey make these nightmares go away. And I cut my bleeding heart out every night. And I'm gonna die just a little more on each St. Valentine's Day. Don't you remember I promised I would write you these blue Valentines, blue Valentines, blue
Yeah, I went with Nico's version of the Rodgers and Hart classic, My Funny Valentine. And if you couldn't tell, I pulled that off of a 1985 piece of vinyl we have here at the record library. Yeah, could have played Chet Baker's. I could have played Elvis Costello's. The list goes on, but I chose Nico's to wrap up my official Valentine's Day Viva Lamach. Thank you for listening. If this is an encore show. If not, there's two more hours coming up here on WRCT Pittsburgh. What did I play in that set of music? Well, I don't know. Oh, it was only three songs. Nico, and then that was Palace Music. With Valentine's Day from the Lost Blues and Other Songs album, and Tom Waits by request. Title track. Well, the album's called Blue Valentine. The track's called Blue Valentine's. But I'll call it the title track. 1978 is when that originally came out. You might have heard I played that off the vinyl, too. I do that sometimes. You might say, hey, Moxer, you're kind of behind, aren't you? It's already about that quarter after 11, and you're just wrapping up the first 2 hours of the show. Well, between you and me, there was a little bump at the beginning of the show. And if you were listening, you were like, "What is he doing?" And it'll make sense when the replay show hits next year. Next year, I'm not going to play a Valentine's replay show until next February. I'm just warning you on that. But I archived it, and I have it here, ready. We got to get to a WRCT music calendar and a radio calendar and a bunch of stuff like that. But let's listen to a little Chet Baker while I get my thoughts organized. From Chet Baker Plays, actually. I pulled that off of. Pulling all of this off of Stella by Starlight is that the name of the track. If you are looking to figure out what's going on. Yeah, I don't always log my background music, but you can check out my entire playlist. If you tune in to WRCT.org and click on schedule, find the Viva LaMock radio program. Click on the current date or the date you want to listen to. This one will be February 14th. You will see the songs I've been playing. You don't see the songs I'm going to play. I'm not that advanced. It's the songs I'm playing. But it is time now to do the WRCT radio and music calendar. Before I get into any type of calendar, I want to remind you that the Irma Freeman Center for Imagination joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Located on Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood, the Irma Freeman Center for Imagination has been contributing to the educational and cultural landscape of the city of Pittsburgh for over a decade. They have a vast array of events and exhibitions, and they have gallery hours on the weekends or by appointment. You can visit them during Unblurred, which is the first Friday of every single month from 6 until 9 p.m. For more information, 412-924-0634 or visit irmafreeman.org. It is time now for the WRCT radio calendar. Let you know some events going on around town. Kelly Strayhorn Theater is presenting an exhibition called Lifting Liberty at the Kelly Strayhorn Theater's lobby in the middle of East Liberty, if you know that area. Kids call it East End these days, but you know, it's on Penn Avenue. Anyway, the exhibition uses collages, photos, and text to mediate on the legacy of black cultural spaces in East Liberty. Kelly Strayhorn is located at 5941 Penn Avenue, or you can go to kelly-strayhorn.org for more information about that event. But it's going on now. No, I'm sorry. It starts on February 27th, so it starts in a couple weeks, and it goes through May 31st. So I'd like to say you have time, but it'll come up quick. It will. In March, Liberty Magic is presenting Whose Trick Is It Anyway? It's an improv comedy magic show. Imagine this. You take the best magicians in Pittsburgh, you throw away the script, and you add a whole bunch of laughs in there. That's what Whose Trick Is It Anyway? It's spontaneous card tricks. It's impromptu mentalism. Anything can happen. It is happening, though. March 19th through the 29th at Liberty Magic. Liberty Magic's located at 811 Liberty Avenue downtown, right next door to the Harris Theater. And of course, don't forget about our good friends at the Pittsburgh Banjo Club having their regular rehearsal every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Yeah, it's an all-town volunteer band that uses banjos, trumpets, tubas, and bass, and they perform those hits of the 20s and 30s. Now, again, they rehearse on Wednesday. Why am I telling you this? Because I'm not asking you to join. I'm telling you, you can hang out at the rehearsal. They're at the Allegheny Elks Lodge on Cedar Avenue on the north side. They've got food. They've got refreshments. They have sing-alongs. They ask for reservations at least by the day before by calling 412-321-1834. And that's my WRCT radio calendar. If you want to check out the full calendar, just go to WRCT.org and click on events. If you want to include something on this calendar, send us an email at radio-calendar@WRCT.org. Let's turn our attention to the WRCT music calendar. Let you know some things that are happening that maybe you're like, hey, I did the Valentine's Day thing today. Went out with my significant other. Ate some food. Now I'm just sitting listening to your show. And I thank you for that. I do. I came in here to do my show. But anyway, but you're thinking, what else can I do this weekend? Well, tomorrow, Fat Mandy is having a 50th birthday bash. It's also a CCRIP benefit at the Funhouse at Mr. Small's. Yeah. Tommy Amoeba is going to be there. Liz Berlin. Of course, Fat Mandy will be performing. It's going to be a lot of fun. That's tomorrow at 8 p.m. Skinny Lister's at the Pittsburgh Winery tomorrow. Sarah and the Safe World with Everybody's Worried About Owen. He's playing the Roboto Project in Garfield. Actually, technically, that's probably Bloomfield, but they're on Penn Avenue. On Sunday, Jay Thurber is stepping in. Jay Thurber, yeah, our own Jay Thurber. He's going to be at Arsenal Lanes on Sunday. Spinning whatever he spins. It'll be his post-Valentine's Day hangover. That's what I'm going to call it. I'm going to let him know that that's what he's going to have to now do because I've just labeled what his show is going to be Sunday at Arsenal Lanes while you're bowling. The Hot 8 Brass Bands at the Pittsburgh Winery this coming Tuesday. Father John Misty with Destroyer at Stage E on Wednesday, the 19th. Elk Hound is playing at Arsenal Lanes on Wednesday as part of their Rock and Bowl series. And Sub Radio is at Thunderbird Wednesday. That's all happening. I'll be down at Arsenal Lane. Speaking of Arsenal, I go down there on Thursdays and hang out. Spin music. But I only spin 80s and 90s music. It's 80s, 90s night each and every Thursday. Jack Swing is doing an album release show at Spirit Lodge next Friday the 21st. No One in the Somebodies is performing at the Government Center next Friday with Fidelity Laurel and Tomato Jake. Tony from Bowling is having a tape release show with Rex Tycoon and Astronomy, and the Michi tapes are doing visuals. That's happening at Brillo Box a week from Saturday on the 22nd. And the Hedonism Bots are still around. That's good for them because I think I have at least one of their albums. They're having an album release show at the Funhouse at Mr. Small's with Dumplings next a week from Saturday. That's happening. What else is coming up? I know so many things, and I'm still in February. Sasquatch is playing the Thunderbird. That is with an X because it's saxophone based. I don't know if it's just giant Chewbacca-looking characters with saxophones, but they are called Sasquatch. That's at the Thunderbird on Thursday the 27th. Giant Day, performing at Spirit Lodge that same day. Molly Alphabet is performing at the Roots Cellar on Thursday, March 6th. Kraftwerk in town on March 7th, playing Stage AE. Z Zach Keim of the Knox Boys has a solo album coming out. He's doing a show at Spirit Hall on Saturday, the 8th of March at Spirit Hall. I mentioned that. Sunny Days and the Weathermen are on that bill. Yam Yam's performing at Thunderbird with Paging Dr. Moon on Saturday, the 8th as well. The Flying Luttenbachers are coming to town. That sounds like fun. Ben Opie's on that bill in the Microwaves. Fun, fun, and fun. It's at the Government Center on Sunday the 9th. And that's my WRCT music calendar. It is. If you want to see the full calendar, again, go to WRCT.org. Click on events. Click on music calendar. Read it. Enjoy it. If you want to put something on this calendar, send an email to music-calendar at WRCT.org. Now, you can hear the music calendar each and every day at 1 p.m., 7 p.m., and again, like you just did now at 11 p.m. That's very true. What else should I tell you about that? That's about it. We should probably get back into more music. I'm going to tell you, the Viva Lamach show is going to go to almost 1:30 in the morning now that it's already 11:24. And I still have 2 hours to go. My contract says I have to do at least 4 hours of radio. So before I get back into more radio, I've got to tell you this.
Dr. Michael Knorr with your health tip of the day from the African American Wellness Project. Prostate cancer is the most common cancer for men, but African American men are more at risk. That's primarily because it's often diagnosed when it's more advanced. The good news is that diagnosed early, most prostate cancer can be treated effectively. If you're a man over 50 or have a family history of prostate cancer, talk to your doctor today about a test. For more information, visit aawellnessproject.org.
Got to tell you, I had a caller call me in. Call in at 412-268-WRCT. That is 412-268-9728 and said, hey, I've got a crush on someone and I have a song to send out. Do you do those type of hokey send a song out crush things? And I'm like, you know, I usually will. He's like, please, please. So I'm doing it for him because he said to Camille, I don't know I loved you till I saw you rock and roll. I bet you that song sounds so much better. It's great since it was like a dedication or request if I actually played it at 45. Let's just see. Just pretend that we're just doing that all over again, and, well, she'll get over it. Maybe she doesn't love him back. I don't know. Maybe she doesn't even know who the guy is. It's like the missed connections. Remember those? I was never in them, but that's okay. Life goes on. Sounds exactly the same, does it not? Does it not? I don't know. Maybe I don't know how to work these machines here. Let me try one more time. Because again, as I said, I didn't know I loved you until I saw you rock and roll. Oh, that sounds so much better. This one's going out to you, Camille.
Oh, Hey everyone, this is Rex
and Christina
from the Armoires,
and you're listening to Viva La Mock
on WRCT Pittsburgh
with Paul the Mockster.
Green hellfire. Green hellfire. to knock my head in. And she's teaching me. She says, baby, gotta be just cruise. You gotta roll with the rhythm and blues. I'm full of good and bad news. She's telling me just what.
It's new music from Baby J. A new album's called Crop Circles. And I played Good and Bad News. I played Good and Bad News. I played Good and Bad Songs. I do that. That's what I'm good at. Who am I? I'm the Mockster. My name is Paul. This is a show called Viva La Mock. Thank you so much for tuning in. Before the Baby J, how about some Sparkle Jets UK? Throwing it out there that you complete me. It's true. Doing a radio show without you listening, you completely. If I did a radio show without you listening, it'd be like, oh, I was going to just insert another radio show in there, but that wouldn't be nice because you know what? Most other radio shows have more listeners. But the three of you listening now, thank you. I appreciate that. Also in that set of music, the Armoise with their latest single, Green Hellfire, at the 7-Eleven. New album's called Octoberland. It came out in October. Blondie in there. Went back to the Hunter. Went back to the Hunter for Dance Away. Kind of a holdover from the previous half of the Viva La Mock radio program. Because it did drop Valentine's Day in that song. Gary Glitter, speaking of Valentine's Day, caller called in and for his lovely Valentine, he wanted to say, I didn't know I loved you till I saw you rock and roll. Some Gary Glitter by request. Which I was happy to play. You know what? I got a mock, and I'm going to do the mock. I don't know. I might do it in 15 minutes. I might do it in an hour. I might do it in 40. I don't know. But I do have a mock in this block of the Viva La Mock radio program. Being that Valentine's is on our mind, Cupid is going underneath the mock light. And Keith must have known that because Keith in the North Hills already called up and said, hey, Mockster, I got a Cupid song for you to play. So, Keith, your song is already in the mock. So that was awesome. So you're thinking ahead. But it's got to be a good mock because I was listening to my rockin' attorney last night and he was promoting the mock and he said it's going to be the best mock ever. And what I had to tell him was I really wasn't going to plan on doing a mock because I thought I was going to do Valentine's Day songs all day long or all night long or all morning long. I don't know. And then he put that pressure on me that I had to put a mock together. So I have a Cupid mock, which is good because I ran out of Valentine's Day songs. All I can say to that is derp. Eddy from the Blue Wave album.
Ducky, he actually was a big deal, even being so small and found in a field by me on a summer day, headed for home. And for a short and sweet time, I wasn't alone.
Life has simply been a time of trying to fulfill childhood dreams. It kept me happy and busy. Oh, what a life. I'd get up early for the train. Very often it was lashing down with rain, and the wind was howling round in the oldest part of town. A meal and bed, then off to work again. A bath, a meal and bed, then off to work again. Don't go through this for nothing. Don't waste it all. It was a terrible blow, knowing what we know. Cared for, good clothes to wear, food on the table, the straight and narrow down in the ground. Keep your voices down.
treasure the memories when all else fails. Here it is where trouble lies. I'm going off the rails. I treasure the memories when all else fails.
Such good things, and I've fine. Just a bloody Valentine. Maybe I'm worried it'll come back around. My hands have been bloodied, 'cause I knocked a few down. Yeah, maybe I'm worried that this is my time to get my heart broken, be a bloody me, but I sure like you. I hope that you do too, and all of it comes true. If not, then I'm resigned to be your bloody Valentine. If not, then that's just fine. I'll be your bloody.
Wanted to wrap up that set of music with that song because as the clock turns in certain stratospheres, Valentine's Day technically is over. Billy Bragg reminding you of that. Go back to 1988's Workers' Playtime for that. Before the Billy Bragg, Jill Sobule from her California Years album with a Bloody Valentine. Old 97s from Fight Songs gave us Valentine. Now apparently I'm playing a bunch of Valentine songs still. Mekons from Natural with Dickie, Chalky, and Nobby, and start the entire set with Granddaddy from the Blue Wave album with Ducky, Boris, and Dart. So it gets us here where we are now, which is somewhere. Some people might be tuning in expecting the mock, and I'm not quite ready for that. I'm close. See? It's right there. It's in my... I've written down the songs. I just have to find them, put them out there. So to the mocking in the program, being that Valentine's Day is over, but I still have more Valentine's Day songs to play. I've had some great requests come in, and I had some that were leftovers from earlier. But being that it is or was Valentine's Day... Cupid going under the mock light. I will warn